Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorcher. Meseches Bava Metzia has been dedicated by Rabbi and Mrs. Chaim Shlomo Metz. Le'ilei Nishmas Shmar Yehu Ben Chaim.
We're learning Meseches Bava Metzia Daf Ayin Aleph. The Gemara is starting is in the middle of the sugya of Ribbis Vayigai. The Gemara in Daf Ayin Amin Beis had said that Rav Huna said the pasuk Mar Bahine B'Neshech V'Sar V'Slechenim Dal Mikbetzenu. Someone who increases his wealth with Ribbis, he's going to give it to the Chayin and Dalim. And the Gemara says it means the Shvur Malka, it means the Persian king. He'll go away in taxes. And if Nachman said, the Rav Huna told him, it's even by Ribbis of a guy. Even a Ribbis of a guy is an Isser. And you're going to lose your money if you get money from Ribbis of a guy. So the Gemara asked the Kasha, the Mishnah says, love him, have him, Malvin Isser, Ribbis, Vachayim, Begatesha, if you lie to lend or borrow from a guy, be Ribbis. So the Gemara says two Teretzim. One Teretz is, what you need for your parnasa, they were matter. They weren't matter more. And Ravina says, we're talking about a Talmud Chacham, he's allowed to borrow and lend from a guy by Ribbis, because the reason why Chazal were geizern on Ribbis of a guy is Shemayilma Mimaisav, and since he's a Talmud Chacham, he won't learn Mimaisav. So these are two I find, and where it's mutter to lend the guy by Ribbis, either Bechdei Chayev, whatever is necessary for your parnasa. And Ravina says that Talmud Chacham is allowed to, and L'chair he means even more than Kadei Chayev. Then the Gemara says, Ikad Amasi L'Hadar Avuna Aha, that some will learn Avuna on a different thing. That Rav Yosef says in Kesef Talvis, Ani, Ami, that Ami V'Nachri, Ami Kaidim, if you have a choice to lend to a Yid, lend to a guy, you have to lend to a Yid. And the Gemara asked the Kashib Shita, and the Gemara said on that, Amar Rav Nachman, Amli Huna L'Nitzchel, Afil L'Nachri B'Ribis L'Shol B'Chinam, even if you're able to make money lending to a guy beribis, or you can lend to a yid bechinam, you have to lend to a yid bechinam first. That's the second lashon of the Gemara. So the Ramban points out that it sounds like a machlokes to lishaynis. The first lashon says you're not allowed to lend ribis to a guy altogether, but even there the Gemara makes an exception to the kenei chayim for a tamar chacham. But the second lashon says that no, that what Rav Nachman said from Rav Huna was that you have to lend to a yid for free before you lend to a guy with ribbis. So maybe according to the second lashon, there is no iser to lend to a guy with ribbis altogether. But he says that the guy didn't bring the iser. The ma'aser, the Rama Musa brings the iser. Vaisis, they held that there's no machlekes, the first lashon, the second lashon. That shaila mashal, Rav asked Rav Nachman from the pasuk l'nachri sashich, and the Gemara's teretz, and then the kasha from the Mishnah, and the Gemara's two terutzim with Ravina and from the Bar Abchia. I mean, we don't want to knock that out entirely. It was only a shaila. What exactly, on what did it say, Amar Rav Nachman, Amali Huna? What did Rav Nachman say b'shem Rav Huna? And what did Rav Nachman say b'shem himself? But really, the iser to lend to a guy b'ribis is according to both the shaynis. That's what it says in the Ramban. And that's the psak of the Rambam, the Rosh, the Shulchan Aruch, that there isn't. They go with the lashon that there's an iser of lending ribis to a guy. Now there's a heter b'chlei chayiv, and there's a heter of Talmud Chacham. So the Ramban brings, the Rach seems to them on that you need both. He says, it's very shrey, the Gemara's not mashma, need both. The Gemara's mashma is two terutzim. Either you hold of the head of the Chayiv, or you hold of the head of Talmud Chacham. But the Rebbeinu Chananel brings down that it's only mutter for a Talmud Chacham to do a Bechdei Chayiv. Could be holds that Ravina was going with the Funabreid Rav Chia. He was saying the head of the Chayiv only applies to a Talmud Chacham. He brings some Mishayim that hold that Paskin, that the Ikavart is Kedei Chayiv. But the Rambam and the Ramban also passes this way, holds that both ways are mutter. Bechdei Chayiv is mutter for everyone, and a Talmud Chacham is mutter even more than Kedei Chayiv. So these are the first two nidainim. One is the second Lashon arguing on the first Lashon, and the Psak Halach is that it's mutter legamri, which there Pashas, the answer is no. Rav Yishayim hold no. There is an issue. And also this question is, these two Terusim, Bechdei Chayiv and Talmud Chacham, you have the Rach saying that you need both. You have one Teretz, you need Bechdei Chayiv, we don't pass in Talmud Chacham. But you have Rav Yishayim that hold that no, you need either one. Bechdei Chayiv is mutter even not a Talmud Chacham, and a Talmud Chacham is mutter even not Kedei Chayiv. But there was a minig from the times of the Yishayim, from the early times of the Yishayim, that the Yidin all lent Kayim Beribis, it's Yidua, that was the main occupation for the Jewish businessmen in the Middle Ages, that it was a money lender. He lent money to Kayim Beribis. Shalos Howard Sims with that Gemara. So Rabbeinu Tam says, it's Brudin Taisus, and another Rishayim, Three mahalchim, why you're allowed to lend to a guy b'ribis. One mahalch is that we pass like the Lishna Basra, like we said, Rabbeinu Tam held that way. That we pass, Rabbeinu Tam held that there's a Lishna Basra, according to Lishna Basra, there is no issa to lend the guy b'ribis. And that's how we pass, and that's why the minig is to lend the guy b'ribis. Like we said, most Yishayim don't hold that way. But that's the first reason Rabbeinu Tam gave why it's mutter to lend to a guy b'ribis. The second reason he gave, and Kamar Yishayim bring this reason, because the way they were situated in those days, in order for the noblemen or the kings to allow the Jews to stay in their land, they would charge them heavy taxes. They could charge them as much taxes as they want. They only let them stay if it was profitable for them. So mainly, even though a lot of Jews or some Jews were getting very rich in it, but the pshat is, we need all this money for the taxes. So mainly, everything is called Kedei Chayav. Everything is called Kedei Chayav because the industry of money lending is a vital necessity for the Jewish community in those days, and Memela, because that's the only way you could afford the exorbitant taxes that they were put on them. And Memela, you have the Heter of Kedei Chayav no matter what. Many of you say to bring this time, and Shailas, if it still applies. That was in those days when the Jews had a special Jew tax, and the noblemen could tax them whatever they want, and they also didn't tax individuals, they taxed communities. So mainly you needed the Havas Ribbis to thrive in order to afford the taxes. Mashiach came and everything changed, and the Jews don't get a special Jew tax, and the Jews could be Isaac and other businesses. I wouldn't think today you'd have the Heter of Kedei Chayav anymore, that particular Heter. So then Rabbeinu Tam says a third Heter, though. He says that since today we're mixed into the Gayim, and all our business is with the Gayim, the Mela makes no difference if we lend them Ribbis or do any other business. Because everything will be with the Gayim. So mainly, you don't have the Gzeir anymore. The Gzeir was Shemil Mimai. So when they didn't have so much Shachas to the Gayim, you lend Beribis, you'll have Shachas to the Gayim. Now, Shaykhain, today, you're going to have Shachas to the Gayim anyway, because we all have business with the Gayim. So mainly, it makes a difference if you lend Beribis. So to remind us a little bit of Pshat and Taisus, the Taz explains like this. The Taz says, what's the Pshat then? They made a din that you can't lend the Gayim Beribis, Shemil Mimai. So what about other businesses? How can you do other business with the Gayim? And if you find that there was an Issel, if Nei Deim Shalnachim, you find that before the Gaish holidays, you're not allowed to do business with them. That's what it says in the beginning of Avodah Zarah. So I actually say this business with Gaim, they should not allowed to do before Gaish holidays. So what's the Pshat? They asked of lending a Gai Beribis Shemil Mimaisav. What about any type of buying and selling, any type of transactions, any type of business deals you do with the Gai? Why don't you have the same problem Shemil Mimaisav? Zagdataz. Because any other business transaction, you could do it with Yidden. You could make that your business should be at least mostly Yidden. So Mela, who says if you're doing this business, you'll do some business with Gayim, but probably you'll hang around Yidden. The Yidden will do business with Yidden, the Gayim will do business with Gayim. That's probably what's going to happen. So Mela, they weren't guys there. Mashiach came lending Beribis. If a guy is a money lender, he's a banker, and Yidden are not allowed to lend from him Beribis, so Kumtais, all his business, Behechach, has to be with Goyim. So that Chazal didn't want. Chazal didn't want you to take a business where your entire business is going to be with Goyim. They have a problem with Shemil Mimaisav. So Lefi that chat, the Taisus is good, because when in the days when Chazal made this Gzeira, the Eden had their own economy. They had their own Masu Mata. So any other business that you'll do, or job that you'll take, will be a be'ikah within the Yiddish community. That's what it will be. Memela. So Memela, Chazal and Geizer, you could do business with the guy, because whatever job you'll have, whatever business you'll run, it's going to be be'ikah with Yidden. There's one exception, money lending, lending beribis. That you can't do with Yidden. You'll have to do it be'echah with Gayim. Memela, there's exactly Shemil Mimai myself. But Zak Taisus, today, we don't have our own economy. We don't have our own Masa Umatan. So any business that you'll do, you're going to be dealing with Gayim. So Mela, there's no time for the Gzeir anymore. There's no time for Shemil Mimaisav. It doesn't make a difference if you're not a money lender. So whatever other business you'll have, will behechach be with Gayim. So Mela, you don't have the Gzeir Shemil Mimaisav. That's your many times third pshat. And that would apply today also. Now I saw in the Rishmeisha in Chisant that the Rishmeisha brings that a son, a Ruben Feinstein, asked Rishmeisha, when do you find such a thing? Why don't you have the klal that even if it's batal atam, le batal takana? Most of the times when we have Gzeiris Chachamim, which is made for a certain reason, and then the reason became batal, the takana stays, even though the reason is batal. So here, they made a takana not to lend ribbis to Gaim. They did it Shel Milmi Maisa. That's the reason why they did it. Now that reason doesn't apply. Society changed. In those days, lending ribbis will make you, force you to deal with Gaim exclusively. You'll have a Shel Milmi Maisa. Today, you're going to deal with Gaim no matter what. You don't have that time. But why don't you say that you need a minyan achal atira? Even though it's batal the tam, and davash nesu minyan tzarich minyan achal atira, like it says in the first parak of Be'ah, even if it's batal the tam, it's like batal takana. So Rav Moshe answered, because the gzeirah of ribbis from a guy, even with chilas takana, they didn't make it across the board. You see, they made an exception to Talmud Chacham. They made that Talmud Chacham, with him, you don't have shilui ma'isav. He doesn't have that gzeirah. They made an exception to the chayav. So since the takana, they never really made across the board, they only made it when the time is shayach, the Talmud Chacham wasn't part of the gzeirah. So Mela, who and then, if there's another reason why the time is not shayach, also the gzeirah doesn't apply. I want to be magdir it a little bit more. I think this is Kavanasai, that the pshayach, if they would have made a gzeirah, that ribbis of goyim is aser, period. That's the gzeirah. Navas is a reason why they made the gzeir. What was the reason why they made the gzeir? Shel milmi ma'isav. But what is the gzeir? What's the chefs of the gzeir? The chefs of the gzeir is that ribbis of goyim are aser. So male, then you'd have a din of af avish le'batol tam le'batol ha'takana. Avish le'batol tam le'batol ha'takana, that the pshat is ribbis of goyim, there was nesib a minyan, ribbis of goyim was aser, remains aser, you need a minyan achel atirei. But then they wouldn't have made an exception of tam l'chacham. I don't know if they would have made exception in Chayiv either. If ribbis of Goyim is Aser, so it's Aser. And it's a Derabanan. There's no din that you'll have to be over Derabanan Kadei Chayiv. And there's certainly no din that if the Tam doesn't apply to you, you don't have to do the Gzeir. So since you find that there was a Hetif of Tam Chacham and a Hetif of Kadei Chayiv, in them state, they never asked ribbis of a guy. What they said was is that we want to say it's Aser to engage in a profession of ribbis to a guy, it's also to put yourself in a matzav shel miyum mimaisav, unless you need it for your panasa for gedei chayiv. And that's why Talmud Chacham is mutter, because the Talmud Chacham, he's not in a matzav shel mimaisav. So kumtei shel miyum mimaisav was not only the reason for the takana, shel miyum mimaisav was the etzim takana. It wasn't the pshat that the takana was asking ribbis from a guy in the time of shel miyum mimaisav. The pshat is they asked a situation of Shel Milmi Maisav. So Mela today, with lending to a guy is not a situation of Shel Milmi Maisav, it's Mela Mutter. But then I want to answer a kasha I saw in the Mefarshim in the Shulchan Aruch. You find another gzeir from Chazal Shel Milmi Maisav. The Gemara says if you live in the same chatzir as a guy, you can't carry out into the chatzir, even though Dira Saka Moish my Dira. But you need schiris or shus from the guy because they didn't want you to live in the same chatzur as the guy. Shel milmi mimaisav. So I saw Akasha. Why didn't they say a Talmud Chacham could carry into the chatzur? Talmud Chacham, there's no gzeir shel milmi mimaisav, so why can't he carry into the chatzur? So I said a teretz because living together with the guy is worse. Even a Talmud Chacham could be affected. But lefins v'reinu, you don't have to come on to this teretz. Because Bamisi can ask another kasha. He knows, would it be shaykh to say that they made the gzeir of the guy when the ik of the Eden lived with each other? So male, these Eden are living with the guy. See, so I have a gzeir in them, shall me live myself. Now, shankin today, we anyway live with guy, and we don't have a choice. So male, I don't have the shall me live myself. So dachsach, no, lefi the way I'm teaching it. Because the pshat is like this. By Erevin, the takana wasn't shall me live myself. Shel Miyumi Maisa was a tam of the Takana. That was the reason why they were Masakin. But what were they Masakin? They were Masakin, there's an Isser Itzah until you say Chavishusim Agai. They were Masakin Isser Itzah. That's why they couldn't make an exception for a Talmud Chacham. If the Takana was Shel Miyumi Maisa, then there'd be exception for a Talmud Chacham. But if the Takana was that you're not, there's an Isser Itzah, that a guy asks Itzah unless you do Chavishus. So then it doesn't matter if the tam doesn't apply. That was the takana. The takana was made for a tam, but once it's a takana, the takana is across the board. And who would then, if the tam doesn't apply anymore? Let's say today, anyway, we live with the gayim. We anyway, no matter what, we're going to have to live with the gayim. So male, the tam doesn't apply. It doesn't matter. Even if it's batal tam, like batal takana, it's a dav and esu b'minyan. It's dafki here by ribbis, where the pshat was, it never was the takana be'etzim on ribbis guy. the takana was don't do a shem liyum l'maisav. So meila tamachacham, but there's no shem l'maisav. Mitchila wasn't part of the takana, and if the situation changed, that ribis of a guy is not going to cause a shem l'maisav because anyway we're going to have masu matan with them. So right that the takana was never going on such a thing, and that's why it's mutter today. And now let's go right up. The Gemara towards the end of the Amud discusses the din of ger teishav l'gabi ribis. The Gemara brought a brisa that Rebbe said, "Ger teishav amelin yiribis any day amahu," and the Gemara explains what it means. That there it says by the parish of ribis, the chiyamach achicha umat yad imach vechazakta by gave v'seishav v'chayimach. They were dealing with the ger teishav, and then it says altikach meita ineshach v'sarbis. So it sounds like even the ger teishav is in this ribis, but the Mishnah says that love and malvane is the ribis v'chayim the ger teishav. So you see from the Mishnah clearly that a ger teishav is no mister ribis. So Gemara says, "Amar Rav Nachum Meitzuk Miksev Al Tikach Meitam Meitayksev Meisrael." It says Lashin Yachid, and the pasuk before it says two things: Achicha and Gevetayshav. And then the pasuk it says Meitay and not Meitam. Basis, it's only going on the Achicha; it's only going on Yisrael. It's not going back on Gevetayshav. That kind of Gemara. The Rishanim discuss. Rav Rishanim here discuss the Shaila. What about Yisrael Mumer? What about Yisrael that converted to another religion? He's not keeping Yiddishkeit anymore. Is there a din? Is there an issur ribis by him? So machlokes Rishonim. Shitas Rashi, the Mordechai brings that there is an issur ribis by Yisrael Mumer, even though there's no issur ribis by a guy or a ger teishav. But Yisrael Mumer, Yisrael af yishachat Yisraelu, he still has a din Yisrael, and the male is an issur ribis. But Rav Rishonim hold not that way. Rav Rishonim hold that Yisrael Mumer is no issur ribis. You line a lend to Yisrael Mumer beribis. But if you're medayik, the two different timing that are given. The Rosh is a time, and Kamri Shainim say it in this Nusach, then the Ribbis state the din v'chei achicha imach. Ribbis, it says a din to mechayim, and the Yisrael mumi yit mitzuv l'achayesai. You're not mitzuv l'achayesai, so male, there can't be such a nisa Ribbis. Okay, it says in Avaydazara, Mesechtas Avaydazara, that aminim v'amursim apikarsim, is merinim v'leimailim, it's a gemara in Avaydazara, d'achavavim and beis. So male, there's no din to mechayim. So mainly you're allowed to take ribis from him. That's one time that's given. The Ramban says it slightly differently. The Ramban says that he's not called a chicha. The reason why is in ribis state a chicha. Kiyamach a chicha, l'sashach l'achicha. A Yisrael mum is not called a chicha. He brings a rayim from that gemara. That gemara at first wanted to say that a mum l'teyavain has a din of marine devoyim island. So the gemara there says that it can't be because it says the chalavedis a chicha. The rabbi said, "Vedas mummer." So you see that a mummer is called a chicha. So how could you say by a mummer marine of Lame Island, a mummer is called a chicha? So the rabbi makes a chilek. It depends if he's a mummer l'teyavin or mummer l'achis. If he's a mummer l'teyavin, that means he wants to keep the mitzvahs, whatever reason l'teyavin, he's not keeping them. So then he has a din of a chicha. You have to return his aved. There's no din of marine of Lame Island. Now shaking a mummer l'achis, there is a din of marine of Lame Island, and that you wouldn't have to return his aved either. But al kaponim, you see that the din of chicha is a steer to the din of marine of Leimailin. If the Gemara brought a raya that since it's called the chalavedis of chicha, the ramis avedis mummer, the din of shavas aveda by mummer, vice dice that a mummer, al kaponim, a mummer of teyavin, has a din of a chicha, vice dice it's not marine of Leimailin. So, aibazay, a mummer of hachis, a mummer of kalatari kula, which does have a din of marine of Leimailin, vice dice is not called a chicha. So the two timon. The Rosh is Thomas because you're not mitzvah l'achiyosei. You don't have the din of a chay achicha imach. We're not mitzvah l'achiyosei. You have no chiyiv to give him parnasa, whatever it is. Mela. That's why there's no issur ribis. And the Ramban's time is because he's mufka mechal achicha. He's not called achicha. So Rabbi Kivega and Shulchan Aruch Siman Kufnan Tes says I have two nafkaminis between the two timeim, between the time of achicha or the time of mitzvah l'achiyosei. One afkamina is, that's benegeya lending to a mummer. What about borrowing from a mummer beribis? So the Rosh, Lishitase, he says that if you borrow from a mummer beribis, you're over alive the rice of a sashach l'achicha. Because that time of eim mitzvah l'achiyosai is dafka that you're allowed to lend him beribis. You don't have a problem, you're allowed to lend him beribis. But to borrow from him beribis, that's not a do mitzvah l'achiyosai. So according to the Rosh, you have a live derais of a sashach l'chicha if you borrow from a mummer beribis. But according to the Ramban's time, that is not a chicha, that would apply to borrowing also. The Ramban Gadda holds us also to borrow from him. We're going to discuss this soon. He owes us an Issev Lifnei Iver. Since he's now a lent to you, Beribis, like we'll discuss, so mainly now in a bar is Lifnei Iver. But the Ramban's Mefurish is no Issev L'Sashach L'Chicha. There's no Issev Etzim. He's not a Chicha. So either way, it's Mutter. He's not a Chicha L'Gabi lending to him. He's not a Chicha L'Gabi borrowing from him. Borrowing from him, granted, the Ramban holds us Lifnei Iver. We're going to discuss that soon. Mashenkin, according to the Rush, he doesn't say he's not a Chicha. He just says, you don't have a mitzvah l'achiyesa. You don't have a chayechichi imach. So that applies to lending. Legabi borrowing, that's not negating to mitzvah l'achiyesa. So maybe legabi borrowing, you even allow the rice of a sashich. And this is all pretty clear in the Rosh and the Ramban alone, that the Rosh says when you borrow, you even a sashich. And the Ramban just says, you even if neither, the rice is not of a sashich. L'shitasam. Because according to the Rosh, you say this because you're not mitzvah l'achiyesa. So mail that wouldn't apply to borrowing. According to the Ramban, he said he's not a chicha, that would apply to borrowing as well. Nachan Afkamini says, is the Gabi a meiser? Meiser is also from the Meridin of Leimalin. But the Ramban says mafurish that meiser, you're not allowed to lend beribis. And he says, why? He says, because a meiser, a minin apikair is the reason why the Meridin of Leimalin is because they're not a chicha. That's why the Meridin of Leimalin. But a meiser is a chicha. A meiser is a chicha. The reason why it's Mivlei Malin is because he's a Redif. But Be'etzim is a Chicha. I was like, Tain and Ramban, if I did not lend him my Sibiribis. Because even though it's in Mivlei Malin, but he's a Chicha. Now, Shengi and Lefi the Rosh, Tain and Rebekevega, it's Yitachin to say that you could lend him my Sibiribis. Because you're not Mitzvah L'Achiyesei. The Ramban also is not totally Mitzvah L'Achiyesei. Mitzvah L'Achiyesei is only a problem. It only shows that he's not a Chicha. So by a meiser, there's another reason why you're not mitzvah chiyosis, because he's a reidif. But he is a chicha. But the ikavart, according to a man, is a chicha. So a meiser is a chicha. Mashenke and the Rosh holds no. Mitzvah chiyosis is a tnai in ribis. Since this is a chicha yimach, anyone you're not mitzvah chiyosis, there's no mitzvah ribis. So a meiser, not mitzvah chiyosis, it's yitachin to say that by a mus is no mitzvah ribis. Now as then, the achreinim speak about it. Because the Shaila, the Gemara says in the 10th paragraph above a comma, that you're not allowed to destroy a Moses' money, be a dime, even though you're allowed to kill him, or even though you're malin, but you can't destroy his money, because maybe he'll have children that are good. And Yachin Rosh Avil Bishadik. So there's a Shaila Achreinim, if that applies, who would then, Lagabi, taking ribis. And some Mishainim say that Batsim that would apply to taking ribis. The only reason why they're being matir to take ribis from a mummer is because since he's a mummer, he converted to a different religion, it's unlikely that his children will be any different. So, mainly, don't have the time of Yachin Rosh Avil Besadik by a mummer. So, Eibazai, by a meiser who didn't convert to a different religion, you'd have that time. So, even if you go with the time of Enet the Mitzvah Achayesai, and the question is, what about his children? So, if you're going to say the reason why we're not worried about his children is because since he converted to another religion, it's unlikely his children will be any different. So that wouldn't necessarily apply to a meiser. The Chacham Tzvi and Simem Gimel holds that no. The Chacham Tzvi says that Bechlal, to be mazik is mammon, then you have to worry that maybe you'll have children that will be a tzaddik. You shouldn't be mazik is mammon. But if he gives up money willingly, there's no tain of Yachin Rosh Avil B'tzaddik, even though it's ribis. If he gives up the money willingly, avadi, you can take the money. That's what tain is. So it's a machlokes. Like Rabbi Kivega says, the whole machlekes is based on the time. If the reason why you're allowed to lend the mumma beribis is because you're not mitzvah l'chiyosei, so a meiser also not mitzvah l'chiyosei, so then you could clear, but is there still a taina by a meiser of Yachin Rosh Avil B'Sadik that maybe his children will be good? Like you find by being mazik his mum and you can't because maybe his children will be good. If the reason why by mummer you're not worried about is only because he's a mummer, so we probably won't have good children. So a meiser, maybe we'll have good children. Now, Shengen, if the reason why a mummer you're not worried about that time is tam, because that time is only that he can't be mazik the mummer. But if he's giving it up willingly, al tribis, then you don't have the tam bechlal. So by meiser, also you'd be allowed to do it. Now, Shengen, if you go with the Ramban, that you need that he shouldn't be a chicha, a meiser is a chicha. The only reason why I could kill him is al tredif, memela. You wouldn't be able to lend the beribis. This is all from Rabbi Kivager. Now that's Altsman Igeya lending and borrowing from the mummer himself beribis. But a mummer, Afa Bishichata Yisraelu, he's mechuyev and kalatera kula avad. The fact that he converted to another religion doesn't mean that he's not mechuyev and kalatera kula. So the Ramban brings Rishainim that hold like this. Be'etzim, you'd be allowed to lend and borrow money from a mummer. He's not a chicha. But the mummer, he's not allowed to lend you money beribis. He's not allowed to borrow from you beribis. Because he's mechayiv in the Torah. You can't say that you're not a chicha to him. You don't have to treat him as a chicha. He's a mummer. Mashenkin, he has to treat you as a chicha. He's mechayiv in all mitzvahs. He has to treat you as a chicha. He can't lend you beribis. He can't borrow from you beribis. So male, these Rishayim the Ramban bring, they hold that any time you lend money to a mummer beribis or borrow from him beribis, you're oivel lefneiver. Because he's not allowed to lend money to you beribis. He's not allowed to borrow from you beribis. You're a chicha to him. And Mamela, he's being oivel alive deraisa. So you can't lend him or borrow from him. You're oivel lefneiver. But the Ramban and the other Rishayim hold like this. That ain't a chinami. To go borrow from a mummer beribis, that's lefneiver. If you're borrowing from a mum beribis, that's lefneiver. He's not allowed to lend you money beribis. He's a yid. He has all the chiyuvim of a yid. He's mitzuvah to mechayi you. He has to consider you a chicha. He's being over alive the rice when he lends to you beribis. So if you borrow from a mum beribis, you're over lefneiver. Mashen came to lend to a mum beribis. Since there is no issue in the loan, there's no issue malva in this loan, because you're allowed to lend to a mum beribis, either because he's not a chicha or because you're not mitzvah achiyase. So a male is no issa leiva either, because these we shine him whole that the issa leiva is telling the issa malva. The issa leiva is like sashlech lechicha. Don't make yen be over the issa ribis. If the malva doesn't have an issa ribis for whatever reason, then the leiva male loses his issa ribis. So that's why you can lend money to a mum beribis. A mum is allowed to borrow from your beribis. Since you don't have an issa ribis to lend to a mummer, who within the issa leiva is not there? So that's the chakira. Not only Rishayim hold the way, like we said, the Ramban brought Rishayim that hold that the issa leiva is not telling the issa malva. And the Mela, even though there'll be no issa malva be'etzim to lend to a mummer beribis, but there would be an issa leiva. And the Mela, you wouldn't be allowed to lend to Maslef Neiver. But the Rishayim that hold it's mutter to lend to a mummer beribis, they hold that the issa leiva is telling the issa malva. Taisus early in the Ayin also brings these two tzedakim, my Mayishal Yisayman. The Gemara's Havin it was that Mayishal Yisayim Mutal Avaisim Beribis, you're allowed to lend Mayishal Yisayim even with Ribis Nerangsa. And the Gemara says, Mishum the Asmin and Safina Luisura. The Gemara says that you can't, it's Safina Luisura because of the Asmi. But Lamaisa, the Gemara's Havin it was that it's Mutter. So Taisus says, why didn't the Gemara ask Akasha that ain't a Chinami, that Ketana, maybe they could lend their money Beribis? What happened to the Issa Leiva? So Taisus is two Turitzim, one Taisus a Difim and a Parach. Ain't a Chinami, it's been Issa Leiva. But the Gemara is saying, even they have an Issa. And the Gemara says, Taisa says, another Taisa says, you say, Inami kasavad le mechayiv leiv mishinle sashach el shigama malva muzer. Taisa on the top of daf ayin. That the leiv is only chayiv when the malva is muzer. So that's the chakir, that's the machlekes Rishayim. And these two turitzim and Taisa, if the leiv be'etzim as a chayiv, he can't borrow beribis even when the malva is not mechayiv. Well, no, the leiv is chayiv is mitli telling the malva is chayiv. The leiv is chayiv is not to give the malva an issa ribis. Kind of like a specialized lefneiver. So legami mumma, like we're saying, Rashi lecher holds there's no chiluk mumma and other Yisraelim afi shachat the Yisrael who there's an issa halva beribis to lend the beribis to borrow from beribis. But the Rishayim amata lending a leiva beribis, lending a mumma beribis, either because you're not mitzvah achiyase and ribis is only when you're mitzvah achiyase, of course he's not a chicha. But borrowing from him, either that might be nisul v'sashich. Or Al Kapanim is Islef Neiva because he's not allowed to lend to you Beribis because he doesn't have any Zatayim. He has to consider you a Chicha. He's Mitzvah Achayayasai. Shainim also discusses Inyan of Tinik Shanishba here comes up. And the Ramban says that even the Ben HaMumeris also, you're allowed to lend Beribis. A Ben HaMumeris also has the same din of a Mumer, even though he was brought up as a guy, but he also has the same din of as a Mumer. He also has din of Marin Vloimalin. And the Beis Yosef argues, the Beis Yosef says the Rambam holds no, that he has a din like a tinik shenishba bein ha'akum. He has a din that he doesn't have a din of an apikairis. The Ramban holds that stafka when he's taken nishba bein ha'akum and doesn't know anything about Yidin, but if he's together with the Yidin and he chooses to stay with the Goyim, then he doesn't have a din of a tinik shenishba bein ha'akum. But the Beis Yosef says no, since he was brought up that way, he doesn't know better, even though he knows about the Yidin, but he doesn't know any better. He does have a din of tinik shenishba, that's the psak of the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Kuf and Tes. It's a very big sugya, the sugya, if a ben ha-mumeris has a din of a teenage shenishba bein ha-akum. Al-Kapanim, even legabe mumber itself, the Ramah paskins, the yesh l'hachmer, The Rama is machmer and holds like that you should be machmer like Rashi, that you should not lend to a mumma beribis. Everyone holds you can't borrow from a mumma beribis, but even lending a mumma beribis, even not a tinik shenishba, the Rama is machmer. And legabi the din of a ben emumeris, someone who was brought up that way, the Shulchan Aruch paskins that there's an issa to lend to them beribis. And now let's see the next sugya. The Gemara says, the end of Ayin Aleph and Min Aleph, Taner Abanan, Atikach Me'itay Neshech V'Sarbis, Avalat Nasalei Arif. You can't take from a Yid Neshech Aribis, but you could be an Arif. So Arif Lamat, Ilema Arif Li Yisrael, if a Yid is borrowing money from another Yid Baribis and you're an Arif, Avadadat Saser, Vatane Elo Evin Bolais Yisrael, Malva Leivava Arif, Elo Lenachri. It must be that the Yid is borrowing from a guy. So the Gemara asks, "V'kevin the dinei de nachri de azubas al arva." Since a guy doesn't take from the yin, doesn't take from the leiva straight, he goes to the arev. Iu niu de kashaka b'nei ribisa. So you're taking from him ribis. And Rashi explains because since the guy goes straight to the arev, so kumdeis the arev is the leiva, and kumdeis the leiva is borrowing from the arev. When you have Reuven and Shimon, Reuven borrows from a guy, and Shimon is the arev. But the guy only could go to Shimon. So Kumdais Shimon's considered the one that borrowed from the guy. And Kumdais Reuven is like he borrowed from Shimon. So Reuven borrowed from Shimon Beribis. So the Gemara says, Amar of Sheishis, Sagan Shekibel of Ladin Medina Yisrael. He agreed that the Arif should work the way the Dina Yisrael is to have an Arif, that you don't go to the Arif first. Now there's a Machlekes Rishenim in the Sugya, and we'll explain with the Klarkite. There are three types of Arifs. There's an Arev V'dinei Yisrael, where there you're not allowed to go to the Arev unless the Leiva can pay. The din is dafka by a Leiva. You can't go collect from the Arev until you try to collect from the Leiva can't pay, only then you can go to the Arev. That's the first type. That we'll call an Arev V'dinei Yisrael. The second type is an Arev Kablan. You go to either one, you can go to the Leiva, or you can go to the Arev. Either one is fine. You don't have to go first to the Leiva. You go to the Arev right away. That's called an Arev Kablan. And the third type of Arev is called an Arev Shleif Deitz. There, by the Arev Shleif Deitz, you could only go to the Arev. You can't go to the Leiva. Your din is dafka with the Arev. So dinei gayim are like an Arev Shleif Deitz. That's what Rashi says. Came the nachri basa arev ozel, ene tevei ela esa arev. The guy is only allowed to go to the Arev. That's the din of dinei gayim. But then, when Rashi says by Lodim Medina Yisrael, Rashi says Yidvim in a Leiva Tchila uKishaloyim seEtzla Yidvim in Arif. Bahashte Ein Arif Leiva Metchila. Rashi explains that the whole heter is dafka when you're doing Dine Yisrael mamish like an Arif, not an Arif Kablan. In that case, the Arif doesn't come in till later. The Arif doesn't owe any money because he's not mechuyif to pay until the Leiva can pay. So the vial of the Arev doesn't owe any money. When does he start owing money? When the Leiva can pay. At that time, he already owes the Ribbis. He pays the Ribbis. So now the Leiva owes the Arev all the money the Arev paid on his behalf, which includes the Ribbis. So the Leiva is not giving any Ribbis to the Arev. The Leiva owed Ribbis to a guy. The Arev paid off that Ribbis, the Karen and the Ribbis he owed to the guy. And that sum, the Karen and the Ribbis together, is what the Leiva is Metchila Mechuyiv to the Arev. But what's the din if it would be an Arev Kablan? What's the din if it would be that the guy could go to either one, to either the Leiva or the Arev? For Rashi, it's Mashman at its Aser. Rashi says, after Mekabal Adam Medina Yisrael, Yidvim and Arev Tchila. If you could do either one, then it's a problem. But the Rashi Batayin is why? Even if he could go to the Arev Kablan first, but if he could go also to the Leiva first, he could do either one. So come dice, who's the Leiva? The Leiva is the Leiva. He rather could go to the Arif without going to the Leiva. But since he could go to the Leiva, in them state the Leiva is the Leiva. So that should have the same matter. It doesn't matter, Zakhtar Ashba, that he could go to the Arif Kamblin, even though he didn't go to the Leiva. But since Lamaisi still could go to the Leiva, so the Leiva is the Leiva. And Vaita, the Leiva is not mechuyev anything to the Arev Kablan until the Arev Kablan actually pays. And by that time, he already paid the higher price. He paid the halva with the ribbis. So the Leiva mitchil is mechuyev to the Arev. When he paid the karen with the ribbis, that's not called ribbis. The only problem is by the Arev Shleif Deitz. The case of Arev Akum, which is the Arev Shleif Deitz, which like we said, The malva has to go to the Ari first. If the malva has to go to the Ari first, why doesn't it go to the Leiva? It must be the Leiva is not as Baldava Bechlal. The Leiva never borrowed from him. So it must be the way Ariv works by the Dine Gayim is that it's considered Ke'ilu. The Ariv was the one that borrowed from the guy, and the Ariv went and lent that money to the Yid. They didn't bother giving it actually to the Ariv and he should give it to the Yid. They give it straight to the Yid. But the way the Lumdus works is, it's Ke'ilu. The Ariv was Mekabel the money from the guy and gave it to the Yid because the Leiva doesn't owe anything to the guy. The Leiva doesn't owe anything to the Malva. It's Leiv Deitz. So such a case is an Isaribis. Such a case, the Leiva is clearly not the Leiva of the guy. He doesn't owe anything to the guy. So who is he the Leiva of? He must be the Leiva of the Ariv. It must be the Ariv is the Leiva of the guy and the Leiva is the Leiva of the Ariv. So there's an Issa Ribbitz. That's the case of Shleif Deis. Mashayin came by Arif Kablon, where the guy could go to the Leiv if he wants, he just also could go to the Arif. Tainit der Ashba, in that case, there's no Issa Ribbitz. Halacha Lamais, the Tainit der Ashba, that case is Mutter. What's Pshan and Rashi? What's Pshan and Rashi to Shayin in that hold that even by Arif Kablon is Asr? So Kibshut that the Pshat is, and Rabbi Kivegis says this in a Taiz and Afsamach Beis. Taiz and Afsamach Beis is Mavur. The Gemara there in Afsamach Beis says, Rabbi Lezim and Yang of Paichum is a malvah is a orev of neshiyesh ben kum vaseh. He patters a malvah and an orev because they have a kum vaseh that they have to give back the money. So you see that we're talking about the lav, of a sikach ribis, we're talking about the nehavim and al-kaponim for sure, and still we're discussing the orev being over the lav. So Taiz is bothered, the orev is not over the lav of taking ribis, he's only the orev. The orev is only over the lav of his simon of neshech. So Taiz says it depends. By an Arif Kablon, it depends. If he went to the Leiva, so Kumtais, the Arif never borrowed Beribis, he never lent Beribis. Kumtais is only Eivel, he's a Simonol of Neshech, he's Eivel on the Simus Neshech, but he's not Eivel on the Lav of taking Ribis, he's not Eivel on the Lav of giving Ribis. Now, Shein Kain, if you went to the Arif and the Arif had to pay up the loan, and now the Leiva has to pay up the Arif, so now the Leiva, the Arif becomes a Malva for the Leiva. So Rabbi Kvega explains. Taisus is learning up, and this Harashi learns here also, that Arif Kablan, the Pshat is midli tali v'koi. By an Arif v'dine Yisrael, a regular Arif, the Arif is no eschaivasin. So Kum Taisus is no eschaivasin. He's not the Leiva. Clearly he's not the Leiva. His eschaivasin start when the Leiva can't pay. That's when he's mechuyiv. That's when he becomes mechuyiv, the entire loan, the Karen and the Ribbis to the guy. And Mamela, that's what he gives to the guy. And then the Leiva is Mechuyev, that Karen Rebbis that he gave to the guy, Tim, there's no Issa Ribbis. Now, Shenka by an Arif Kablan, so it depends. If the guy goes to the Leiva, so Kumtais, the Arif Kablan's not the Leiva, the Leiva is the Leiva. Now, Shenka, if the guy decides to go to the Arif Kablan, the Pshat is, in that case, the Arif Kablan is the Leiva. The deal is that either one could be the Leiva. It depends whatever the guy decides. The guy could decide either one could be the Leiva, whatever he decides. That's the way it is. So Kum Dais, when the guy goes to the Arif Kablan, so Igli Milsa Lamafreya, that the Arif Kablan was a Leiva, and then, why is the Leiva owe the money to the Arif Kablan? Because you have to look at it, Kiel, the Arif Kablan was a Leiva, and then he went and he lent that money to the Leiva. So Kum Dais, his lending the money to the Leiva is Ribis. So that's the Machlekes Rashi and the Rajba. The Rajba holds no. The Rajba holds no matter what, the Leiva is the Leiva, the Arif Kablan is not the Leiva, period. I could collect straight from him because he's an Arif, because he's guaranteeing the loan. And by a normal Leiva, the Pshat is the din of Leifim and Arif Tchili, and I'm going to go to the Arif first. By an Arif Kablan, he'll have to go to the Arif first. That doesn't make him into a Leiva. He's still not a Leiva. He's just an Arif. And Memela, his Chiv starts when you month from him, and that's when the Leiva is Mechiv to him. There's no Ribbis. Mashen Kain. Rashi goes, no, if you could go to the Arif Kablan first, the Mali can't go to the Arif first. Why is a Kablan definitely go to the Arif first? Elamai is a Leiva. I could also go to the Leiva. Elamai is a Suffolk who the Leiva is. The guy decides who the Leiva is. If he collects in the Leiva, so the Leiva is a Leiva. If he collects in the Arif Kablan, so the Arif Kablan is a Leiva. And Ibazai, the Leiva was Leiva from the Arif Kablan. And Mamela it's Ribbis. And that's the Machlekes Rashi in the Rashba. Now there's a third Shita. Because we shine and discuss another case. What's the din if the other way? The Gemara's case was that a yid borrowed from a guy and his friend, another Yid, became an Arif for him. What about if a cat? What about if a guy is borrowing from a Yid, and another Yid is being an Arif for the guy that's borrowing from the Yid? The Yid is the Malva, the guy is the Leiva, and the Yid is the Arif. What's it in that case? So Kipshuta, you'll have the same Machlokes. If you'll go with Dinei Yisrael, Avadat's Mutter, that's what the Shani brings for the Sefta. If you go with Dinei Yisrael, Avadat's Mutter, because, again, the guy is the Leiva, the guy borrowed money from the Yid, that's Mutter, and the Yid is an Arif. The Yid's allowed to pay up the guy's chayiv to the other Yid. The Yid's not considered a Leiva from the other Yid, he's just an Arif for the guy, that's Mutter. Then the guy will owe him the money, whatever he laid out for the guy. The guy will owe him the money. But there's no problem of a Yid being an Arif for a guy to pay ribbis, because he's not the Leiva. The guy owes the ribbis, that's legitimate. He's just the Arif. He is mechayiv to pay the guy's chayiv. But what about if you have a case of an Arif shleif deitz? A guy borrows money from a Yid, and a Yid becomes an Arif for that, but it's a case of Arif shleif deitz. The Yid could only collect from the other Yid. That's Avada Aser. Because Arif Shleif Deitz, when the Malva cannot collect from the Leiva, he has to go collect from the Arif. In Dem State, the Arif is the Leiva. So Kum Deitz, the Yid, borrowed from the Yid and lent it to the guy. So there's a problem. The Yid's now allowed to borrow from Rivers from the Yid. So there'll be an Isser. So Avada Arif Shleif Deitz would be an Isser when a guy is borrowing from a Yid and another Yid is an Arif. But if it's an Arif Shleif Deitz, so that means that that Yid, the Arif, is really borrowing from the Malva, and lending it to the guy. And since the Arif and the Malva are both Yidin, that's an Isser Ribbis. And what about if a Yid could be an Arif Koblin for a guy? Could a Yid be an Arif Koblin for a guy that's borrowing from a Yid? So it depends. The Rajba says it's Mutter. Because the Rajba holds an Arif Koblin has the same din as an Arif Vedina Yisrael. Even though the Yid could collect from the Yid the Arif, even though the Yid the Malva could collect from the Yid the Arif, but still, since he could collect from the guy the Leiva, come there's the guy's the Leiva. The guy's the Leiva. So that's Mutter, because when he collects from the Yid the Arif, he's not collecting Bateris Leiva. It's not the pshat that he borrowed from him Beribis. He's collecting the Chayiv of the guy Beribis. Just like a Arif Vedini Yisrael be Mutter, who would an Arif Kabbalah? That's a Shittas Rashba. Now Shenke and Shittas Rashi, what Avad would be then it's Aser, because Rashi holds, like we said, that any time you collect from the Arif Kabbalah, on that side that you're collecting from the Arif Koblin, so come this Arif Koblin is a Leiva. If the Arif Koblin is a Leiva, the Arif Koblin is a Yid, and the Malva is a Yid. So that's all for us Ribbis. So a male will be Aser for a Yid to be an Arif Koblin for a guy Lefi Rashi, and Lefi Rashi, but their only Shleif Deitz will be Aser. Now the Chedushi Aran holds that there's a Chilik. The Chedushi Aran holds that in the case where the guy is the Malva, and the Yid's the Leiva, and another Yid is being an Arif for his fellow Yid. In that case, the Ran holds like the Rashba. The only issue would be Arif Shleif Deitz. The only issue would be is if the guy would not be allowed to go to the Leiva, he has to go to the Arif. So Mamela, Kum Deitz, the Leiva is Bechal, not a Leiva from the guy. He's a Leiva from the Yid. So Mamela, there's an Issa Ribbis. But by Arif Koblin, the Ran holds like the Rashba. That as long as he could go to the Leiva, so come there's the Leiva is the Leiva. The Arif is just the Arif, it's Mutter. Mashenkin, in the case where the guy is the Leiva, and the Yid is an Arif for a guy that's a Leiva, the Chedushi Aran holds, even in the case where it's an Arif Koblin, it's also Aser. There he argues like the Rashba. There he holds like Rashi. What's the Svar al-Lechalik? Pretty much the Chedushi Aran says the Svar, the Beis Yosef is might be a little bit more intimate and kufayin. As far as like this, the Nusach of the Chedushi Aran is that in the case where the guy is the Malva and the Yid is the Leiva and you're becoming an Arif Koblin from the Yid that's the Leiva, there he says the Ribbis is that a Yid owes Ribbis to a guy. That's the Ribbis. The Ribbis is that a Yid owes Ribbis to a guy. There's no Ribbis that a Yid is owed to a Yid. Whenever the Arif pays, so then the Leiva owes the Arif what he paid, which is together with the ribbis. So he's not the mamainam, he says the mamain is not being misraba a yid for a yid. Now Shankin, in the case we have that the guy is the loiva and the yid is an arif for the guy, so even an arif commonly says it's asr because mamainam shal yisrael is being misraba etzel yisrael. The pshat's like this. The Ran holds that a kablan avad is a loiva. An orif kablan is a loiva. That much is maskim to Rashi. If the malva could go to the orif kablan first, that can't happen unless you say the kablan's a loiva. So Oiva Zai, why is he matter the case where a yid is being an orif for a loiva a yid when the malva's a guy? The Torah says he's a loiva, but he's not a malva. He's a loiva, but he's not a malva. There's two loivim here. Either one could be a loiva. Either one's considered a loiva. If the guy decides to go to the loiva, so here's the loiva. If the guy decides to go to the kablan, so here's the loiva. Either way, the guy is going to a loiva. But that's fine. A guy is allowed to collect ribbis from the loiva. A guy is allowed to collect ribbis from the kablan. A guy is allowed to collect ribbis from any yid. What's the problem? The problem is that the loiva is going to be giving ribbis to the arif kablan. The Ran holds, he's not a malva. The chiv of the loiva to the arev didn't start until the arev actually paid. By shleif dates, so there the pshat is, the loiva is b'chala mechiv to the guy. The arev's mechiv to the guy. So I b'zai, who's the loiva mechiv to? He's mechiv to the arev. That's an isaribis, that's what the Gemara is talking about. Mashenkin by an arev kablan, and a chinami. The arev kablan is a loiva taka. But a loiva is also a loiva. When the arif kablan pays, the chiv of the loiva to the arif only starts when the arif kablan pays. Till then, they're both a mechiv to a guy. So memela, when you have the guy that's the loiva, and the yid's an arif kablan for a guy, and the yid's a malva, so that's also the das d'ran, because the arif kablan is also a loiva. So there, for a yid to mun the chayiv from an arif kablan, that's mamish munning from a loiva. The yid's the malva, the arif kablan, the yid is also a loiva, and memela is an isaribis. So these are the three shittas. The Rashi's shita is that a kablan is never considered, an arif is never considered a loiva unless you have shleiv dates. A kablan, the arif, is not considered a loiva b'chlal. Any Arev which is not Shleiv Deitz, any time there's a case of an Arev where he could go to the Leiv if he wants, even if he could also go to the Arev, like an Arev Kablan, so he's not the Leiv Bechlal. He's not the Leiv Bechlal. The Leiv is Dafka the Leiv. Navas, normal there's a din that you can't collect from the Arev unless you first go to the Leiv. Arev Kablan, we waive that requirement. Normally he go to the Arev even if he didn't go to the Leiv. But he's not the Leiv Bechlal. He's not the Leiv and he's not the Malva. His chiyuv starts when he pays, and that's when the arev, that's when the loiv is mechiyuv to him. That's not a problem with ribbis. The only problem is shleiv dates. When the guy cannot go to the loiv, so kum dates the loiv is not a loiv from the guy. So aibazai must be the arev is a loiv from the guy. And who is the loiv chayiv to? He's chayiv directly to the arev. That's a problem. Shleiv dates is a problem. Anything else is not a problem. Rashi holds no. Rashi holds as long as you could go to the arev straight. So aibazai, the arev is a loiv. I could also go to the loiva. The Torah says it's a savik. If you go to the arev, so kum des the arev is a loiva. If the arev is a loiva, so kum des the loiva was chayv directly to the arev. So there's ribbis. So that's why even in the case where a yid borrowed from a guy and another yid becomes an arev kablan, it's also aser. Because if you go to the arev kablan, so kum des he was a loiva, so kum des the loiva was not the loiva from the guy. He must have been the loiva from the arev kablan, and the male it's ribbis. Zag the Ran, no. The Ran holds in the middle. If you could go to the Arev before going to the Leiva, in them state that the Arev is a Leiva. But if you could go to the Leiva and not have to go through the Arev, in them state that the Leiva is also a Leiva. The Ran doesn't mind if there's two Leiva. Doesn't matter if there's two Leiva. You can have two Leiva. They're both Leivas. Doesn't matter. Vaisis, the other Shanim, no. Either this one's a Leiva or that one's a Leiva because they don't both owe the money. But the Ranals, no. They're co-borrowers. They're considered both Leivim. Even though only one of them has to pay the money, they're both considered the Leivim. So Mamela, in the case where Yid borrowed from a guy, and another Yid was an Arev Kablan for him, there it's Mutter. Because even though the Arev Kablan is a Leivim, but the Leivim is also a Leivim. The Leivim is not considered the Leivim of the Arev Kablan. They're both considered Leivim of the guy. And the schaivus of the loiva to the Arif Kablan only starts when the Arif Kablan paid, so mail it's not ribbis. Mashenkin, when a guy borrowed from a yid, and a yid is an Arif Kablan for the guy, There, the Ran holds it's Aser. Because an Arif Kablin, since you could go to the Arif Kablin without having to go to Leiva first, the Kumtais is a Leiva. So Kumtais, the Yid here is the Leiva of the Yid. Of the Yid Malva and Melis Aser. That's his Lashon. Memayne shall Malva Misraba Eitzel Shneim. They're both Leivim. So if they're both Yidin and the Malva is a guy, it doesn't matter. Let it be Misraba Eitzel Shneim. The latter or ribbons to a guy. Mashenkin, if the Yid is a Malva and the guy is the Leiva and the Yid is the Arif Kablin, it's Misraba Eitzel Shneim. That's also because Kumtais a Yid is giving ribbons to another Yid. That's the Sheetis, and that's the B of the Sheetis of the Sukya. Now, one final thing. Rabbi Kveika asks a Gevaldik Akasha on the Sugya. Rabbi Kveika asks, what's the Pshat Bechal that we're saying by an Arav Shleif Deitz, let's say, according to everyone, or an Arav Kablin, according to Rashi? What's the Pshat we're saying that the Arav is considered like he borrowed from the guy and lent it to a Yid? It's not his money. You have Reuven and Shimon. Reuven goes and borrows from a guy, and Shimon becomes an Arav Shleif Deitz. The way it works is Shimon's taking Arvis, and Mela, the guy can't go to Reuven at all. He has to go straight to Shimon. So we say, Blaim's Ke'ilu, Shimon borrowed the money from a guy and lent it to Reuven. But it's not Shimon's money. How could Shimon be Ivan Isseribis for lending money to Reuven if it's not his money? And he's Machriach from the latest Sugi. You can't say that the Pshat is that Reuven is being like Zeichet for Shimon and then borrowing it from Shimon. That doesn't work by a guy. That's Mefurish in the next Sugi. It doesn't work by a guy. A guy can't give a Yid money to be Zeicha for another Yid, ain't Shlichas Lakum. So Kum Dais, how could he be considered the Malva? How could he be considered the Malva to the how could the Arav be considered the Malva to the Leiva? It's not the Arav's money, it's the guy's money. He means Stasla, Asa Tarubis Abami Malva Leiva. The whole Sugyu when ending on that whoever's Chayiv to somebody, Kum Dais, that somebody's considered his Malva. But Zogdia Bekveg, it's not true. Even though he's chayev to that somebody. But that somebody can't be considered his malva because it's not his money. He never gave him his own money. The guy gave the money. It was the guy's money. It never belonged to the Arev altogether. Even in Arev Shleif Deitz, the money never belonged to the Arev. So how is it chayev the Arev to be chayev and ribbis? And Bekveg obliged Shrey in this kasha. He just says that maybe the whole ribbis here is a ribbis derabanan. And the chanamit midraisha is no ribbis. This din of Kevin the Dine, Lord of Leilach Basaleva, this whole din is a din der Rabbanan. I mean, their Aishit is no Ribbis because it's not a Ribbis of a Malvah Leiva. And Chazal, when Mechadish, this should have a din, this should have the din Ki'ilu, he's the Malvah and he's the Leiva, even though it's not his money. The emphasis of Machlaikas a Peskim, it's their Aishit der Rabbanan. The Beis Yosef holds its Ribbis der Aishit, and the Ramah holds its Ribbis der Rabbanan. So Machlaikas a Peskim Lemaisa. So Rabbi Kveig al-Kharishtim is good with their Ramah. Their Ramah holds their Rabbanah. But what's the Pshat in the Paiskim holds their Aisa? So I think the Pshat is, I didn't see this very clear, I have the Nezah talks a little bit about it. I was sorry for different things that I saw, Abyssal and the Chavis Das, Abyssal and the Nezah, but it's big of my territory. I didn't see anyone say this Pshat for this Sugya Klar. We have in Kedushin the Musig of Arev and Evet Knani. The Marin Kedushin says like this. Let's say Isha tells someone, give a mana to Pliny, and I'll be Mekadeshes to you. You lay out money for me. You give money to someone else, and I'll be Mekadeshes to you because you gave the money, I'll piv. You might see money, I'll piv. That works. That works midin Arev, the Gemara says. So, Lachar, who would then? If Reuven would come to Shimon, Reuven tells Shimon, give money to Levi, and I'll owe you the money. Lachar, that works. That's a din Arev. Even let's say it's not a chayiv. Even if Levi, let's say, is going to be able to keep the money. But you lay out money for me, and I'll be chayiv to you. That's a chayivus of Arif. Then we have in Kedushin Nav Zayin the case of what the Gemara there calls Evet Knani. Someone goes to an Isha and says, Helech mana viskachi lepleini. You take a money from me, and you be mekadeshes to someone else. That works as Evet Knani. L'chayiv, that would work with chayivus also as well. If Reuven goes to Shimon and tells Shimon, I'm going to give you money, but instead of you being chayiv to me, you're not going to owe me the money. You'll owe the money straight to Levi. I want you to owe money to Levi. In other words, like I'm giving Levi a present, but I'm lending you money, and the money you owe, you're going to owe the money to Levi. L'chari, that works. L'chari, that's a din of Evet Knani. So my chakir is like this. Would that be a din of Ribbis D'Oraisa? If Reuven would tell Shimon, give $100 to Levi, and I'll give you back $125. Is that Ribbis Deraisa? Do you say that he's not the Levi? He's not the Levi. Le'asa tell Ribbis Abami Malva Levi. Or do you say, since he's taking a chayis on the whole thing, not like the case where he says, I'll give you money and you lend money to Pliny, but I'm not taking a chayis on the whole thing, I'm giving you money to lend money to Pliny. That thing Mar says, Le'asa tell Ribbis Abami Malva Levi. Well, let's say he says, you give him $100, and I'll owe you $100, and I'll pay you ribbis for every month I have the $100, I'll give you $10. Is that ribbis deraisa? Do you say, I never borrowed money. I said to give it to him. I never borrowed money. I'm not the leiva. It's not ribbis. Or do you say, no, since he laid out the money for me, I'm considered the leiva, even legabe hilchas ribbis. And you could declare the other way, the Evet Knani way. Reuven says, I'm going to give you money, I'm going to lend you money, but you don't pay back the money to me, I don't want the money back. Your eschaivus to pay back the money is to Levi, and you have to pay him back with interest. You want $100, I'm giving you $100, now you owe Levi the $100, and for every month you have it, you owe me extra $10. Is that ribbis deraisa? Do you say, Levi's not the malva? Levi's not the malvus, it's not ribbis deraisa. Or do you say, no, since the one who gave the money stelled avek Levi for the malvah to din evit knani, that could be ribbis deraisa. So as I v'shteich, Rabbi Kiveg's kasha is based on the fact that he's naming on that the din arev and the harhud and the din evit knani is not going to make you a malvah or a leiva. So male, if a guy gives money to Reuven, that Shimon has to pay him back the money, and Reuven has to pay Shimon the money. But it's not the pshat that Shimon actually gave Shimon's money to Reuven. It's the guy's money that went to Reuven. But the deal was, I'm going to give money to Reuven, and Shimon's going to have to pay me, and Reuven's going to have to pay Shimon. Rabbi Kveig and Emzon, that doesn't make Reuven into a malva, or Reuven into a leiva to Shimon. Shimon's not a malva, because the money was never his money. So I think in Emzon, a schaivus of Orev, a schaivus of Evet Knani, is not considered like Abba Ribbis, a schaivus of leiva and malva. And that's why he says it's ribbis derabanan, and that's a pshat in the Ramah. The Taka holds that Arev is ribbis derabanan. And Shengi and the policeman hold that Arev is ribbis deraisa. Since the schaivus came durch alva, then the schaivus was not to the person who gave the alva, or the schaivus was mechayiv the person who didn't receive the alva. But the one who didn't receive the alva is mechayiv al sarev, or the one who didn't give the alva, you mechayiv to him b'tayris evit knani. Maybe that's called Lagambi Ribis Malva Valeva. Maybe that would be called Ribis Deraisa. That's how I would understand the Machlekes HaPeskim, if it's Deraisa or Derabanan.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.